Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila. And the phone number, 888-455-1360. We're moving on from the son getting spanked by his dad. I am glad that the court system ruled that the father had the right and there was no criminal intent there about spanking your child. I think that is common sense that finally won a court case. If more of these court cases would be settled this way and parents would regain the right to, without fear of retribution, without fear of being arrested, be able to spank their children, we would see a turnaround in bad behavior very, very clearly. But the fact, even if the parent won this court case, good grief, the parent had to go through the process of being charged, having the court case go to the family court, being found guilty, being found in neglect, having to take it to an appellate court. You know, there's lawyers' fees. This is asinine. Spanking is not abuse. Spanking is correcting. Beating is abuse, and there is a difference. Okay, let us now talk about the great city of Detroit. Not yesterday, but I believe the last time that you and I sat down and had a conversation here while Jerry was gone, we talked about the water problem in Detroit. Remember this? The city of Detroit has about 340,000 people in the incorporated city that receive city water. And I believe 35 to 37,000 of these people have failed to pay their water bill. Well, the only course of action that a utility has is if you don't pay for the service, we got to cut the service off. Well, this caused a whole bunch of problems. This had some human rights activist groups get up in arms and say, oh, you know, water is a basic human right. You can't turn that off. You're violating their human rights. Even the UN, the United Nations, was contacted and contemplated getting involved. And they haven't ruled that out yet. The United Nations said, well, you know, water is basic human right. You can't deny them water. Nobody's denying them water. All they're asking for is that they pay for what they have received. You don't want to receive city water in the future? Fine. Have it turned off. But you've used it in the past. You pay for it. Well, keep that in mind. All right? Keep that in mind as we talk about the next situation. The city of Detroit is having weekly bankrupt meetings. The city is bankrupt. I mean, legitimately going through the court process of bankruptcy. Okay? And yet, this is quite funny. The Detroit Red Wings unveiled plans for their brand new, publicly subsidized, $450 million arena development program. The arena is going to have $200 million of additional. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. I'll give you all the details about it, and I'll tell you how much the city, who's broke, is dishing out for it. Don't go anywhere. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry Bader. 888-455-1360.
Hi, Jerry here. Well, I've shared my success story with you, our Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I lost more than 70 pounds. My wife in the process right now. I've told you a lot of listeners took my advice and called Dr. Litwin. Here's one of their stories, two of their stories, actually. Hi, Jerry. Just wanted to drop you a line and thank you for putting my wife and me onto Dr. Litwin and his Proactive Chiropractic Weight Loss Solutions program. In 1 month, I lost 30 pounds. My wife lost 15. We couldn't have done this with any one of the other weight loss programs out on the market. We would never have known about Dr. Lippman's program here in Sheboygan if it hadn't been for you mentioning it on your program. A big thanks again. It is my pleasure. And these success stories are real. It's a weight loss program, not a diet. Call Dr. Litwin today, 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.